strike for a big one.
Double wingback set, and it's a jet sweep to Wade Wilson. He cuts out. He has the first down across the 40. Still got his way, and he's across the 30 and all the way down to the 28, 29-yard line. Nolan Van Erp finally chases him down. Wade Wilson with a big run pushes Beale City onto the edge of the red zone with 8:11 remaining in the first half, trailing Ubley 14-6.
Missed tackles. That cannot happen if you're the Bearcats. If you are going to hold this lead and win this football game, it started with number 22. He made a great play. Kyle Sweeney gets up into the backfield, reads the play, and absolutely misses an open space, followed by Carson Oleski, followed by Isaac Warzynski. These guys are good tacklers, and they made poor efforts on that play, and that allows the Aggies to get a big first down. Got a sure-handed make those tackles in open space.
Wade Wilson in motion once again. Staying in the pocket, back to pass. Has time. Into the flats on the far side to Chilman is complete. Out to the 25-yard line. Forced out of bounds. They're going to say he's knocked out at the 26-yard line by Levi Peruski. They're going to mark him down at the 25. So a 4-yard reception. Four Chilman, now second down and 6.
Good coverage by Levi Peruski. At number 10, Logan Chilman is a nice receiver. Actually gets away, in my opinion, with a little push off there, setting up that route to the outside. But if you're the Bearcats, you'll allow that all day. If they're going to throw 3-4-yard out routes, Levi Peruski handles that very well. A favorable spot, mind you. I thought it was only 3 yards. They gave him a fourth. That play doesn't hurt you at all. Good pass coverage by the Bearcats.
Chilman wide to the right, working off the left hash of the 25-yard line. Wade Wilson in motion. It's a jet sweep once again, too. Wilson cuts back in. He has the first down and finally dragged down at the 14-yard line by Logan Holbert. He tracked him down, moved the chains once again from the 25 down to the 14, an 11-yard pickup.
Very patient run there by Wade Wilson. He had the ball right away and kind of slowed up and allowed the blocking to take its course, and he turns it upfield. Logan Holbert gets his hands on him, but he's dragged for about 3 or 4 yards before he can finally get him off his feet. Another impressive run by Wade Wilson.
7 minutes, 14 seconds left in this first half. Clock winding down. Bearcats leading 14-6 over the Beale City Aggies, but the Aggies knocking on the door for the second time today. Jack Schaefer under center at the 14-yard line. Chilman wide to the right, working off the right hash. Man in motion. It's a handoff right up the middle to Ben Matthews. Has positive yards all the way down to the 8-yard line. That'll be a gain of 6. Tackle made by Kyle Sweeney, linebacker for the Bearcats. Second down, 4 to go for Beale City.
Show that jet sweep, though, again, and you can see them Bearcats shift to the outside, and that opens up a hole, and number 30 doesn't miss it. Ben Matthews goes right up the middle. He was tripped up at the line of scrimmage, but was able to break through of that and dive ahead and get probably a half of what they needed or more. Second down now and manageable.
6.5 remain in the first half. Beale City trying to tie this one up with a touchdown and a 2-point conversion. Chilman wide to the left, double wing back set. Trey Small at tailback, man in motion. That's number 9. He gets the handoff. TJ Maxson, and he's down to the 5 and dragged down and ripped down by Casey Sweeney after a 3-yard pickup. Casey Sweeney saves a touchdown there. Now a third down and manageable for the Beale City Aggies. Third down in about a yard and a half.
It's true man-to-man for the Bearcats out there. They are selling out to stop the run, but when they run jet sweeps, those guys in the middle are going to be blocked. So it's going to be up to guys like Casey Sweeney on that play. He's man-to-man with number 9, TJ Maxson, the running back. So when he sees the jet sweep playing deep safety, he's got to now come up and make that tackle in open space. A very difficult thing to ask, but Casey Sweeney comes up and manhandles him, brings him down, and forces third down and short.
Third and 1 from the 10, from the 5-yard line. Need to get down to the 4. Chilman wide to the right. They're working off the left hash. Double wing back set. One tailback. It's going to be a delayed handoff to Ben Matthews coming around the right side, and he's going to be ripped down in the backfield by Austin Peruski for a 3-yard loss. Back to the 8-yard line, and Beale City now facing a 4th and 4. In Ubley territory.
That is a mistake by Ben Matthews. You need 1 yard. You're not trying to score. You need 1 yard for a first down. There is no reason for him to kick it to the outside. He needs to punch it ahead and take that yard that is given to you. And when he kicks it to the outside, you can bet that Bearcat defense swarms him in the backfield, led by Austin Peruski, drags him down for a big loss. And now a very big momentum shifter here coming up. 4th down and 4. The Aggies need 4 for a first down or 8 for a touchdown.
And with 4:41 remaining in the first half, Beale City calls their first timeout as they face a very important 4th and 4 from the Ubley Bearcat 8-yard line. Dave Hansen, what are you expecting here? You're going to see
Jet sweep.
Jet sweep or Beale City taking advantage of that man-to-man coverage?
I don't see any reason why they don't go back to the jet sweep. It has worked. They only need 4 yards. They don't need to hit a home run. That play has worked very well, specifically for Wade Wilson. He's run it 4 times. He's averaging 24 yards a touch every time he's done it, and his worst one has gone for 6 yards. We haven't seen the Bearcats cover the jet sweep very well. The only time is when they went away from Wade Wilson. Casey Sweeney comes up and makes a phenomenal tackle in open space. For me, that's the play, but it's almost too obvious. The Coach Sweeney and his defensive staff have got to be talking about that play right now. But they don't need to score here. They need 4 yards for a first down. So I think that's where the emphasis is. And the Bearcats' run defense has been pretty phenomenal up the middle so far.
Beale City would just... 18 plays of offense. They already have 126 yards, 122 of them coming on the run game, including a Wade Wilson 60-yard run on the jet sweep. Fourth and four from the 8-yard line. Shieldman out wide to the left. Ben Matthews has fullback behind Schaefer, who's under center. Double wing back set. Schaefer taking his time. Now everyone's in position. Man in motion. That's Wade Wilson. Back to pass. Man in, and is under throwing. And Ubley comes up on the turnover on downs. And stands strong as that ball was severely underthrown. And Ubley takes back over on downs at their own 8-yard line, leading 14-6.
Beale City is seeing the same game that we were seeing. And Dan was talking in my ear not a couple plays before that. And he says they're giving so much soft coverage to these receivers. What I mean by that is they're giving them 7-8 yards of leeway that this receiver can go whatever direction he wants without being touched by a defensive back. He takes 2 steps. Leans to the outside and then cuts in inside as hard as he can for a slant. He is wide open. I'm sorry, Levi Peruski was nowhere near him, and the quarterback simply underthrows him. Not only would that have been a first down, it would have been a walk-in touchdown. The Bearcats get away with it. Now we'll see if their offense can run some clock off.
Hand off to Carson Hileski. He goes nowhere, actually backwards, back to the 6-yard line. Tackle made by Ethan Locke, defensive tackle for Beale City. Second down and 13 from the 6-yard line. We'll call it second and 12, actually. 4:20 remaining in the first half. The more important part, though, Ubley still leading by 8 points, 14-6.
Heck of a play there by Ethan Locke. To blow that play up from the get-go. And as the clock rolls down to hit that 4-minute mark here shortly, the Bearcats would love a first down here and really milk as much clock as possible and not give the Aggies another shot to tie this game. Their defense come up big. Now they're asking the offense to try to run this clock and right down to halftime if possible.
It'll be a handoff to number quarterback keeper on the right side. Casey Sweeney still has positive yards and dives down at the 15, maybe the 16-yard line, short of the first down marker. Tackle made by Easton Younger, outside linebacker. He's a senior for this Beale City Aggie team. And now third down and manageable, third down and 3.
That's exactly where the Bearcats need to get back to. You know, the staple number is 3 in this offense. They want to get 3, and they only want to have to get 3 when the time comes. So the goal is 3. Big run there by Casey Sweeney. It amazes me how many times that play has worked today already. The Beale City Aggies have had no answer for it. One thing there, Casey tried to create contact, tried to stay in bounds, just couldn't do it. The clock stops right at 3:46 until the Bearcats snap it here on third down.
14-6, Ubley leading by 8, and it's going to be a handoff to Carson Hileski up the gut, and he's very close, but he looks like he's shy by about maybe a half of a yard or less. Tackle made by number 71, Justin Graveret for Beale City. Now fourth down, there's a signal as they're at the 7-yard line. They need to get out to the 8.
That's not quite right either, is it, Clark?
No, excuse me.
Let's try that again here. How
about 17 now to the 18.
There we go. Yeah. That sounds a little better.
As last series.
Decision time now for the Bearcats. Certainly a yard. I believe they can get it any time they want with any running back of their choice. But as the clock rolls here, there's going to be about, well, we'll see. There's 3:05 on the clock. They break the huddle. I got to think they're going to punt it here and trust that the defense keeps the Aggies off the board.
And they do 4 substitutions. Casey Sweeney stands his own 5-yard line, awaiting the punt. There's the snap, and the punt is away with the wind at his back, and it's across midfield, brought in by Logan Shieldman at the 43. He's going to the near sideline. He's at the 40 right now. Breaks out 1 tackle. He's at the 45 and runs out of bounds at the 47-yard line. About a 4, maybe 5-yard return. And the Beale City Aggies are going to have one more shot here before the half to tie things back up. 2:42 remains in the first half. I'll be leading 14-6.
Just a side note, the other two teams that are left in Division 8 is Fowler and Reading. And midway through the second quarter, Reading leads Fowler 34-12.
34-12, Reading
midway
leading
through the second quarter.
Okay.
Reading being your